The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you doing out there? Let me know, 437-1620. It's the Expert Panel, and I have an expert on numismatism.
Yes.
Right across from me, Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Thank you so much for being here today. You can go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on Facebook, facebook.com/Emerald Coast Coins LLC. They're down there on Creighton Road in Pensacola, 1811 Creighton Road. 850-473-1515. How you doing, Stephanie?
I am living my best life.
Yes.
What about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We also have Nadia in the studio. She's our intern. She's been here all week just learning everybody's jobs so she can take them from us.
Hey.
That's great.
That's everybody's job.
All right.
Move up. That's it.
Exactly. That's cutthroat business of radio.
That's it, too.
Local news. All right. So what has been going on since we last spoke?
Gold and silver have been actually pretty steady lately, which I'm not mad about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's slowed down for us at all. We've been crazy busy.
Mm. That's good.
So I say it's kind of steady. It's still high. Gold and silver are still high. Silver is still right around, $30, an ounce, which is lower than it was back in 2010, but higher than it has been. I'm laughing at my brother. I'm like, what did you want me to talk about? And he is like, Disney. Duh.
Disney.
Obviously, we'll talk about that. Gold is still over $2,300 bucks.
Whoa.
$2,300. It's highest it's ever been. So it has not slowed us down a bit.
I bet.
People will come in. Usually, like, the mornings kind of start off slow, and then like, bam, everybody floods us. People have been bringing in collections. And when I say they're bringing us in collections, it's not like one person will bring us in a collection and we're all working on it. It'll be like, you know, three collections at once. So everybody in the store is doing something.
Right.
And then people end up sitting around. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Come back tomorrow.
Just to, like, give us 5 minutes. And so, you know, we'll like hand off people and just work through it as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. To get everything done.
Get there early if you want to. I have them look at stuff.
Yeah, I always say, especially if you have a huge collection, do not come in after, I would say, 1 o'clock for sure. Mm. Because it takes time to look through your stuff properly to make sure that we are getting, we're looking for the better coins, to make sure we're getting everything looked at properly to find the best prices for you.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell what it is. You have machines, the latest cutting edge technology.
We do have the latest cutting edge.
Exactly what you have.
Yes, to make sure it's silver if we have to do that. But to look for, like I said, better coins. I was looking at a large collection right before Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. And, when somebody brings in hundreds of Morgan or Peace dollars, the old dollars, I still wanted to check through them all. And even checking through them all, I found 4 Carson City dollars that, other people might have just been like, oh, they're just the junk typical dollars that I paid $20 a piece for. Mm-hmm. But just checking every single date, I found 4 Carson Cities, which are better than the typical $20 a piece I would pay for.
Cool. Yeah.
So, it pays to come in early.
Right. Yes. You want your expert having plenty of time to look at what you have. So with the gold prices, so high, I bet people are just looking for anything that might have gold in it and bringing it in, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we tell everybody all the time, especially when we're talking about jewelry and stuff too, you have to come in before 4 o'clock. You can't come in at, you know, $355 with a basket full of jewelry and expect us to go through it all. I'm not going to do that.
Right, because you have to do paperwork for the police.
I have to do paperwork for the police department. I have to do testing of this gold and silver to make sure it is what it says it is. That's super time consuming. And when we still do have the people that get off work, you know, later in the afternoon, and they want to come in with their stuff as well, I need to be able to give everybody ample amount of time to get their stuff done. And jewelry is way time consuming. So we got to make sure we give everybody the time they need to get everything done properly.
Yes.
Trying to take care of everybody, especially days like, you know, now where it's just everybody's coming in and, right. you know, cashing in on these high prices.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I give everybody enough time.
Yes. 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola, 473-1515, EmeraldCoastCoins.com. We're going to get into a little bit of frivolous. We always talk frivolous stuff on this show.
We do.
And you mentioned Disney, so that's exciting because I've got some news on that. And then let's see here. If you have any questions, 437-1620, you can call or text in the show. I do have a text here. Where can I sell my silver at for market price?
Market price is at best subjective. You definitely, we always have always told people to check around. You know, never, we always want you to get your best price, you know, for what you sell. Check around to see what the best price is. When people say for market price, they're trying to get as close to spot as possible. And I understand that because you want to get, you know, as close to what you paid for or as close to whatever gold and silver prices are. Mm-hmm. When everybody is selling like they are right now, prices will change. We can't, you know, people can't always buy like right at silver price or right at gold price. So we have to go off of what everybody else, all the dealers and everybody else is buying at. Right. So prices are always going to be subject to change. When prices start taking a swing, like if gold and silver go up or down like drastically throughout the day, prices are going to change. So when people say, you know, a fair market price or whatever, it's just good to just check around and find out. I know like right now, we've had an influx of silver come in the store, so we're paying a little bit back of silver price, I think, a dollar maybe. But Silver Eagles, we're still paying over spot price. I don't think we've ever paid under spot price for Silver Eagles. Gold, super subjective on those.
Why the Silver Eagle? Why pay a little over for that?
Silver Eagles are the most recognizable coins around the world, and they've always had a premium. Mm-hmm. Their premiums are high when you buy them, higher when you buy them. Mm-hmm. And they've always just had that little niche and extra. There's no taxes on them.
Oh, wow.
So that you just pay more for them, and we still pay more for them as long as they're beautiful when we buy them back.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah. If you have any more questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker, hanging out with Stephanie Dotson, and we have our Nadia intern, Nadia, there, just having a little snack over there in the corner.
Calling her out.
Yeah. So, but me and Nadia were talking a little bit about this earlier, and it's this whole shopping cart thing. That's my frivolous topic. I want to know more about this because there's a story behind it that I was really not hip to. I got here yesterday, and the first thing that Tina, our receptionist, said to me was like, "Do you return your shopping carts?" I'm like, what? Like, good morning. Like, what's going on? She's like, "Your shopping cart, do you return it?" Like, it's what everybody's talking about. And, you know, in the break room by the water cooler, that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
So I just was going on the assumption that the main topic of conversation was the fact, well, do you or don't you return your shopping cart to the little buggy corral when you're done using it? And a lot of people don't, of course. We see that in shopping malls and parking lots around our area.
A lot of people are lazy.
But what is the story? There's apparently a mother in question here in this story. So fill me in because I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah, there's a lady in California.
Mm-hmm, you don't say.
Who apparently she's like, she apparently thinks that it's too sketch to like put her groceries and her kids in the car and then walk 12 miles or whatever she said it was, mm-hmm. to like return her shopping cart to the buggy place. And it's too scary to leave her kids, and she can't like carry her kids with her and then return the buggy and then, you know, take her kids to the car. So, you know, she can't think ahead three steps to return her buggy. But, you know,
I see
she's not a forward thinker.
I mean, I see the fear element of this. I see, sure. You know, okay, the car is full with groceries and you got kids and then you turn your back for a minute and somebody carjacks you and your kids are gone.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking on the front end of this, what did she do when she went to get the cart?
That's what everybody
else was saying.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Like, what did you do? Like, how did you get
how did you get your kids in the car?
Thank you.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's common sense, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I didn't have kids. I cannot deal with these problems.
That's much pressure.
Yeah, I'd be the guy that left my kids in the car and forgot that I had them, and I'd walk into, like, Lowe's, and I'd be like, that's right. I do have offspring in the car, and it's, like, 100 degrees.
No, but she's, like, a criminal psychologist or something like that. So she's, like, I've seen too much, and, like, I think that she's more like scared than anything.
So she has a trauma response.
That's probably. Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, okay. I think it's just an excuse, and she's getting her 15 minutes of fame that she's been wanting. So
because it all started with she like made a TikTok.
She did.
In the car.
Yep.
And that's what sparked the whole conversation.
And she was like, I don't care what kind of backlash I get. You wanted all of this. Like, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're getting your 15 minutes of fame, even here in Pensacola, Florida.
Yep. We're talking about
all
it
the on country.
The Pensacola expert panel. We're talking about it. So, yeah, she succeeded. She's hit the big time now. Mm-hmm. You know when Jake Walker talks about you on News Radio Pensacola, you've done something.
You've made it.
She's hit the big time now.
Right. She's got it.
Done something either good or bad. You've done something. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions. I do have a text here. Do you have a premium or do you pay a premium for silver maple dollars? Canadian maples.
As long as they are perfect and pristine, I would have to check again because things have been changing so rapidly. I would have to see what it is. You can always call the shop and verify just because I haven't purchased any personally in a while. So you can call the shop 850-473-1515 and whoever answers the phone, probably my brother, could tell you.
Yeah, and you can go to emeraldcoastcoins.com for more information. They're on the Facebooks, facebook.com / Emerald Coast Coins LLC.
Typically, I would say we pay a spot price, but it's been a while since I've had maple leaves come across my counter in front of me, so I just don't know off the top of my head because, right. You know, we went to Disney, and my brain's still like Disney butter.
Still Disney butter.
That's so real.
Yes. Yep.
Disney butter, that's really good. I like that.
I've got like Disney butter brain, boss.
That's it.
Can't concentrate on my chores. All right, so that's a good segue. Let's talk about Disney. I have some news. Me and the wife have decided that we're going to start a separate little savings jar in the cupboard. We're going to throw all our extra money, and maybe we might give up sushi one night a month and throw that money in there. We're going to save up. We're going to go to Star Wars Land. What do you call it? Star Wars World?
It's the Star Wars area. It's called Batuu.
It is called Batuu.
Batuu.
Yes.
Okay. You guys know about this, obviously.
I worked at Disney.
Oh,
fun
really?
Fact.
Oh, wow. Oh, in the Star Wars Land?
No, I worked in Hollywood Studios, but I was off planet.
Oh, my gosh.
Off planet.
Yes. Off planet.
Off planet.
What does that mean?
She did not work,
I didn't work
Star
in Star Wars.
Wars.
Oh, off planet.
But I was still in the Hollywood studio, so I was off planet.
Very cool. And now you're here. Look
and
at
now
that.
Now I'm here.
Yeah, it's much more fun around here. We have coffee and stuff and snacks. So yeah, we're gonna save up. We're going. So how much?
Are you gonna build a lightsaber?
Oh yes. When you told me about that the other day, I was
save
like,
up for
I,
that. Yeah. Save up extra.
It's
for that.
It's worth every dollar.
It's so cool.
Right.
But it is stupid expensive.
So, it is. But
so
it's so worth
how
it.
Many thousands of dollars must I have in order to make this trip a success?
Oh, at least. Five.
Wow, you guys, that's a consensus. You guys aren't even joking. You're like, yeah,
nope.
You need about $5,000, dude.
If you want like a really awesome, amazing, cool trip,
yep, mm-hmm.
At least $5,000.
Yep. Mm.
I could probably like rent George Lucas for a day for $5,000. I mean, I don't
no.
know.
No.
No.
I yeah, normally when I hour. Go and it's like a cheap trip,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like at least $1,000.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yep.
If you want your own lightsaber, I mean, look at what Luke had to go through to get his.
I know.
Yeah. So you can just go buy one. If you got enough
Her and
cheddar.
I are like, yep.
We got
yeah.
it. We're on the same level.
We are.
Yeah. Are you guys Mandalorian fans?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
He walks around Batuu. I didn't get to
oh,
see him
does?
This time. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If I saw him floating by me in that little hover... cube thing.
He stays right next to his dad.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
The first day, I was there the first day that, like, he walked around, and it was chaos. It was wild.
And you see Disney memorabilia, like merchandise and stuff come through, right? Collectors, coins, and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Disney themes?
I do.
Yeah. A lot of comic book themed stuff, like coins and stuff, right? Like
Superman, does it ever make it on the
Spider-Man?
Shelf? Not usually.
Really?
No, the Spider-Man stuff and the and that kind of stuff will. Mm-hmm. But not Disney. Doesn't usually make it to the shelf. It depends on if I have it or not.
So you take it home is what you're saying.
I do. We have Darth Vader coins. We have some Darth Vader coins right now.
That's cool.
We do.
That's very cool.
I think we have a Mando coin right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would have that. Yep. I would have a Mando coin.
Definitely. They're around $40. They're pretty cool.
Oh, okay. What about, I think we talked about this on the last show. What about watches? We talked about jewelry, but what about watches?
So we don't do like wristwatches.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they were old and they were like gold, like 14 karat, 10 karat,
right.
We could purchase those, but we would only purchase those for like the weight of the gold.
Mm-hmm.
The only watches that we look at, and it's really mostly my dad, are pocket watches. And they have to be old pocket watches, not like the new age ones that take like a battery or anything, but like the ones that have like 17 jewels, 50, you know, 21 jewels, something like that. Other than that, we don't really handle like watches per se.
Right.
And then, you know, people Google stuff. We talk about this all the time. People Google stuff and they're like, oh, I saw on Google.
Mm-hmm. It's like I saw on WebMD that I have all of these diseases.
Yeah. I have 3 weeks to live.
Yep. No, don't trust what you read on the internet, folks. You need an expert. So go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're down there at 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. You can give them a call, 473-1515. We're talking Disney. We're talking shopping cart returns here. I didn't know about the TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, so I did not see
you
this.
You could probably see it on if
Instagram
you're on,
Reels,
yep, Instagram,
Facebook Reels.
Yeah. Facebook Reels, yeah. All of them. She's everywhere.
My wife has to stop me from actually returning a huge row of carts back to the Walmart because she's like, you don't work here. And I'm like, but I can just push these real quick. I'm the kind of guy, when I get out, I always take a cart from the buggy to go into the store. I don't get a cart on the inside of the store.
It's easier.
Yeah, and the sun sits there and bakes them, so they're germ-free.
They're disinfected.
Thank you, Florida sun.
Yeah.
Yes.
People will be like, well, you know, that's what they have these workers for, is to collect all the carts from everywhere. Like, they're either people aren't working because whatever, I'm not going to go into that.
Right.
Or, you know, they just are busy inside, whatever. They're just not, there's just reasons.
There's a cleanup on aisle three.
Yeah.
They got to do that.
They're running the non-manned, you know, self-checkouts because people.
Right. Do you like the little carts as opposed to the bigger? Have you seen the little ones at Walmart?
Might
be a food center thing.
I don't go into Walmart. I go into Target or Publix. I'm one of those people.
Bougie.
Yep. Thank you. That's the word.
I've started shopping at Aldi. Aldi and Publix
are pretty much
my jams.
I love Aldi.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Aldi is my jam.
The Isle of Shame.
Please.
Yeah, I know. You can.
Carl's always like, "What did you come home with today?" I'm like, "Let me show you.
Let me show you everything."
The only way Aldi can improve is if they had like a live pet adoption place, like right next to it, where you could just look at kittens and shop. And
I would come home with so many cats. My mother would be in
so much trouble.
They're so bad.
My wife watches the online social medias because they post these videos of all the cool stuff that just came out. This, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's every Wednesday at the Aldi. And she's like, oh, we could get this cat bed. And I'm like, we need milk and bread and water. Oh, but look at this chair for our cats that we can put. And I'm just like, no. He'll want the box. Every time we get him something, he'll play with the box. Or he'll play with the strip of tape that came off the top.
Yes.
But he won't ever play with a toy.
No.
I don't know. It's weird.
My cat fetches. That's weird.
Hmm.
She's crazy.
That could be.
You could turn that into a monetary thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be cool. Stupid human tricks and stupid pet tricks from Dave Letterman. You remember that show?
Oh. Yes.
Yes. As I hit myself with my microphone. That's why I have this little cushion on there, because it's
Yeah. Hello, news.
437-1620. We've gone off the rails
here. We totally have,
yeah.
You guys. Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Stop texting us, and so we're just going to go like off.
Exactly.
Off
437-1620. Call or text in the show. If you call, I'll put you right on the air. I'm not even going to screen the call. Just don't curse.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
We'll see if anybody does that. That's worked a couple times. One time I did it, and I picked it up, and I put it through the board, and everybody could hear it, and it was, your phone service could be 20% less every month. Just dial 4. And I'm like, so I had to play it up. I'm like, why do you keep calling me? Who are you? I'm married. Leave me alone. So,
yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. So Disney, yeah, you went and made your own lightsaber. What if somebody had a lightsaber made of gold? Would you take that?
Yeah.
How much would that be?
Too much money.
I know.
We
can
handle
really
it. Heavy too.
That'd be so heavy because the lightsabers there are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
You guys don't like do the actual melting down here in Pensacola, right? Or do you send that off?
There is a place in Pensacola where we take to get things melted down, but it's only for wholesalers like ourselves.
Gotcha.
It's not like any individual could walk off the street and get things done. So, yes, I wish I could do that myself, but Stephanie is not allowed to play with fire.
There's a story for there as well.
It's called young preteen and teenage years.
Right.
In Aquanet.
Oh, yes.
You know how that goes.
Sorry, ants. We're about to scorch you. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. We've got a few moments left. If you're in town, go by 1811 Creighton Road, emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins LLC. I've got Stephanie Dodson in the studio as well as Nadia. She is interning with us. And we're just talking about all kinds of stuff. Call. We'll put you right on the air. No big whoop. Besides gold and silver, what are some of the popular things at the store?
Honestly, the Morgan and Peace dollars have been making a comeback, but everybody, that's probably their next favorite thing. I had a customer in the other day, and we were just looking at their collection, and I like to equate things to movies, and I started talking about their Peace dollar, and so I brought up Tombstone, and they were like, that's my favorite movie, and I was like, mine too.
There you go. That's how it works.
And so they're like, I'm going to go home and watch Tombstone tonight. I'm like, you totally should.
Welcome.
Yep. I'm like, you totally should.
When you were talking about pocket watches, that's kind of what I was envisioning, was like, Wild West, Bat Masterson pulling out, a little pocket watch from his vest. You know, that's one thing about the old days, if you will. Even people who were scoundrels and running from the law and were being booked into prison, they still dressed to the nines. I mean, they were like fancy, well put together looking people. And
exactly.
We don't do that anymore.
Well, and the thing is, even with these older coins, I can even transfer them into some of the newer movies today, like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, because they use a barber dime, a little tiny barber dime, the little
Niffler.
Yep, Niffler goes after a little barber dime.
Okay, Nadia, can you host the show next time?
Yeah, I got you.
You guys know more like relevant knowledge than I will ever. I'm not clued in on any of this.
So,
Wow. Yep.
So he's like chasing after the little barber dime while they're going down the stairs, and he's like,
"I just need the shiny thing."
Oh wow. Okay. Cool. Do you have any barber?
I do have lots of barber coins. So when the kids come in and I know they like this is a movie they've seen, that's what I show them.
Wow.
And they're like, "What?"
That's so cool.
And their parents are like, thank goodness, like something to catch their interest. Like, so they love that.
Children are just really large nifflers.
They are. They just need shiny, they just need shiny things.
You're so welcome for that.
Some of them. Then I have one kid that comes in and they just are a sponge, and they have so much information in their head, and they're like telling me like what they think the coin is, and I agree or disagree. I'm like, yeah, I think it's that, and it's been like there's a couple of them that come in, and they're just so great with all the knowledge they have and with the coins. They've been studying for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They try to bargain with me. They try to get the best deals. It's just great. Some of these young numismatists that have been coming in, and I like it because it's keeping the art alive for the next generation. So that's always a great thing too.
I'm here for the nifflers.
I love it.
Wow. So what movie was that again?
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts. I haven't seen that one. I'm not much of a movie guy.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
I might have to watch it now. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any last-minute questions. Let me get back over here and see if anybody's texted us. I think everybody's just listening, and they're like, these people are just talking about the most random things.
We are today. I mean, you know.
But that's kind of like the store. There's some random stuff, right?
We do have random stuff. We have ammonites in there. Mm. We have petrified wood. People are always like, you have petrified wood in here? Like, we've had that petrified wood for as long as we've had this store. Like, I don't buy it. It's just sitting there. It's kind of for decoration.
Yeah.
We have Dad's finds from when he metal detected, so people can look at that. It's like history. Like, it's like a history museum almost when you go in the store. You can see all kinds of everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, local history museum.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
437-1620. It's the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. This time goes by pretty quickly, especially when we have frivolous topics.
I love it.
Yes, that's awesome. So 1811 Creighton Road. You guys have the store there. Get there before 4 p.m. Go around lunch. Just go hang out, have lunch with him. You can see Duncan, right? Is he around?
He's usually there till about noon, and then he goes home with Dad for the day.
That's right.
So if you want to see Duncan, you definitely need to get there before noon.
Mm, yeah, that's a tough life for old Duncan.
I know, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. It's
always
so much
a pleasure.
Fun talking to you. And it's going to be a weird weather day, so be careful out there as you make your way. If you're making your way downtown, go to 1811 Creighton Road and check out Emerald Coast Coins. You can check them out online, emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on Facebook. Give them a call, 473-1515. And everybody save up to get your custom lightsaber.
Yes.
I'm telling you. We'll be right back after this with more. Connell & Company coming up after this.